Take it away, Matt.
All right. Well, we have our first player of the game here, and that is Luke Gerzinski. And Luke, I think, is also part of that big transition in this game. So first quarter, Luke, you had no points on the board, right? But your defense was outstanding, right? And usually when we see a guy like you put up 32 here tonight, usually when we see somebody having the defensive assignment like you had against Tyler Sundling, it takes away from the offensive end. Tonight, though, you were stellar on both sides.
Well, thank you so much, but I don't know, like you said, 0 points in the first. I just had to do what I could do on defense to make up for it.
But you didn't, it wasn't like there were a lot of opportunities for you. You know, you were dishing the ball off. So it wasn't like, you know, you weren't part of the offense. But, man, Tyler Sundling had 0 points at halftime. That had to make you and your coach happy.
I mean, that's the game plan. He's a heck of a player, and, you know, he has to be priority one. Stopping him was the game plan, and I mean, he did put a couple up on me, and he deserves it because he's a great player.
It looked like early on, in fact, you were doing just a little bit of trapping. Ian coming up a couple of times, Cole coming up. Was that part of the philosophy that if we can get Tyler with the ball in his hands up high, we're going to double him to make it a little more difficult?
We had to get the ball in his hands. That's exactly what I said, priority one. Ball in his hand, they run the offense through him, and, I mean, the other guys on their team did step up. They did keep it a close game, but that was what we were playing on.
First quarter, you were getting the ball to Noah. Noah was really filling in the bucket, keeping things going along. And then that second quarter on, there was just a switch. So what was happening offensively that was allowing you to get into that paint a little more?
Well, exactly what you said. What Noah does on the offensive side opens up everyone else. What Noah does, I mean, I don't know, Noah might not have the points that showed today, but anyone here tonight knows that all the stuff Noah does in the background frees up me, frees up all of our teammates.
They were shading him. They were sliding over to him, and that was creating some lanes, and you guys were taking really good advantage of that tonight.
Thank you.
So one guy, though, I don't know if you guys had planned for. I know Carter was in there to start, was this Tony DeMars. He ends up with 21 points tonight. This had to be a concern for you guys going in, a size advantage for them.
Yes, we know we have we're missing the size advantage exactly, and a couple of opponents have been taking advantage of that. But I think our defenders and Carter Eichmeyer and that 21 points, he had to work for every 21 of those points with Carter and Wyatt and all those guys that played defense on him tonight.
He sure did. Well, you guys have a great team win here tonight. I want to congratulate you. I'm sure this is your high on the varsity, right? I have you for 32. That's probably the most you've scored so far this year.
Maybe. I don't know.
You don't know, and you don't care, do you? But you'll take the team win, won't you?
Yeah, all day.
All right. So we're going to pass it on to our other player of the game here, Carter Eichmeyer. Carter got the starting assignment here tonight. So that number one, that had to make you feel good that coach has confidence in you to go out there. And I'm assuming you had one task, and that was slow down to Mars.
Yeah, exactly. I really had to do some self-reflecting. I wasn't contributing to the team as much as I normally should be. I bring the intensity most of the time. I had to really focus on the defensive side of the ball because when you focus on defense, you really wear down their ability to play offensive side of the ball. And, yeah, that's basically what I had to do here today. That's why I got my starting spot.
Mr. Root calls you a spark plug, right? And I agree with that. You're that guy who's always diving for the loose ball, running out. You know, if the ball's going out into the traffic out there in the parking lot, you're going to go get it. You're that guy. But tonight you had to play that. But you also had to play that, as you said, that real intense kind of defense where you really had to focus. But both of those combined, I think, make you kind of trouble for an offensive player. So talk about that for a minute. Your style of play being really aggressive.
Well, here's the thing. When you have a scorer like Luke and a scorer like Noah, you can't really sacrifice their body to go on the ground, do all this. My job on the court is to get all the loose balls, get them more opportunities to score the ball because they're the scorers on our team. So bringing the intensity, it brings their mood up so that when they get to the offensive side of the ball, they have more motivation to be able to like, yeah, I got this. We can do this. Let's go. So it all boils down to a team thing. You kind of got to learn where your role is on a team. And I feel like our team is great for that. We know who our shooters are. We know who our defenders are, pretty much our whole team. But everybody has a little piece of the pie to bring to the table every single game, every single time we have a new assignment come to the table.
Do you take pride in your defense? Do you take pride in being the kind of that thorn in the side as a guy who's really trying to work and struggle, and you're just frustrating him? Is that something you take pride in?
That is definitely one of the reasons I play basketball. I'm a big football kind of guy. I'm not a gym rat. I don't go in the gym 94. I don't go in the gym 365. All this, like those gym guys. I'm more of the lifting type, focus on football. But I need to do something in my off season. I need to keep cardio. I need to keep this. And just like I said earlier, with having a spot on the team, that's my spot on the team that I can contribute. That not necessarily they don't have, but I have more of that intensity. So when I can bring something to the table, it means more to me than anything. I don't care about points. I don't care about assists. I care about lifting my teammates up.
You're a coach's dream. I'm just going to say that. Mr. Root and I both put a lot of years in the gym coaching kids, and having a kid with an attitude like that, you're a coach's dream. That was fantastic. That is Carter Eichmeier. He was our second player of the game. He was a demon out there defensively today, gave everything for North Central.